5 copies of the... Oh, it's revised.
So I didn't ask you, Chris, what happened to what's-her-name? Was Subler being executive director? What happened to Suzanne Delaney?
She left.
Well, I mean, I saw something there a while back that they put Subler up, but I didn't hear it. Was that over the issue?
Several issues.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad Subler got it.
She got a new job.
Sure she did. I know how that works.
Working for her husband.
I found out another opportunity, a better opportunity.
And the assistant executive director will be going next week.
Really? Nice.
This looks exactly like the set what we already have.
Morning, Jean.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning,
Jean.
So we already got the revised version of this. Our packet.
Yeah, I didn't put that up here.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, well, I'll just
I'm
going to
assume that maybe Kate did it.
Okay.
And that could be the handout since those are revised.
Well,
she didn't know it was in there.
She might not. Yeah, she might not know. They're already what we have. So we should be good.
And it could have been Brad brought it down when he come down and set up.
Yeah. Good morning, Jean.
How are you?
Great. Okay, ready? Go ahead and call this February 5th, 2020 meeting to order. Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Here.
Commissioner Dead?
Here.
Commissioner Robertson?
Here. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by prayer.
Pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day to serve you and to serve the people of Carver County. Lord, I just ask that you be with us and give us your wisdom as we make decisions on behalf of the people that we represent. Lord, I just ask that you protect our first responders and everyone who is out here and abroad, protecting our freedom. And I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. On the agenda today, we have public comments, approval of minutes, financial considerations, correspondence reports, agreements and contracts, travel requests, a meeting, 9:30, we have a public hearing about zoning case 1481, Billy T. and Cheryl Thacker. Are there any additional items?
Not at this time.
At this time, I will open up public comments. Jean, you have anything?
That's
no?
It.
Okay. Then I will accept approval of the minutes.
Move to note receipt items to approve by signing the journalization and note receipt of the CD recordization, both as the official minutes for the February 3rd, 2020 regular session meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Financial considerations. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 123, moral obligation, various departments.
I'll second that.
From the sheriff to the city of Eaton, $1,189.62. From REA to local government services, LLC, $4,900. From Commission to Isaac Wiles, Burkholder, and Teeter, LLC, $1,783.50. From Municipal Court to Charles Hubler, $2,003.30. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner, I'm sorry. Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 124, reference authorized payment auditor, $2,200.
Move to approve Resolution 124.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 125, reference authorized expenditure, $3,698.24, emergency repair of cruiser sheriff.
Move to approve Resolution 125.
Second.
Any discussion? That is much cheaper than a new car, so that's all good. Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Correspondence and reports. I'll accept a motion to note receive a letter from the sheriff. Contracted wage rate adjustment, Kevin Kaplinger, sheriff.
Move to note receive a letter from the sheriff.
On January 29, 2020, Deputy Sheriff Kevin Kaplinger has been with the Preble County Sheriff's Office for 25 years. As stated in the agreement between the Preble County Sheriff's Office and the Fraternal Order of Police of Ohio, Ohio Labor Council, Deputy Sheriff Kevin Kaplinger will go from making $25.82 an hour to $25.83 an hour on January 29th. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing a personnel action, resignation of Rachel Hiddle, SSW2, JFS.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing personnel action.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing three amendments, reference amendments to the child placement agreements with Marie's House of Hope, Inc., $30,000. Cornell Abraxas Group, Inc., $60,000. Compassion Care, $50,000. Children's Services.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the contract.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes. I'll accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference maintenance service agreement with Advanced Document Solutions, $1,000 microfilm.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Accept a motion to note receipt approved by signing an agreement, reference computer services agreement with Optivize LLC, court computerization, probate, $3,689.40, court computerization juvenile, $2,459.60, computer legal research juvenile, $1,229.80.
Second.
There are three of those. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and consider approve by signing an amendment. Reference amendment number 2 to the clinical supervision agreement with Kelly Ott. Extend an additional year, $12,000 task.
Move to note receipt item, so approved by signing.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment number 3 to the clinical supervision agreement with Kelly Ott, extend an additional year, $10,800 safe.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the amendment.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, will you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. accept a motion to approve the following travel requests. Resolution 126, Judge Bruns, Special Project Court Training. Judge Bruns has requested permission to attend the National Judicial College Conference in Reno, Nevada, April 28th and May 1st. Cost not to exceed $1,538. And Resolution 127, Christopher Washington, Booker Torres has requested permission to attend the Ohio Court of Courts Association monthly meeting in Columbus, Ohio on February 18th. Cost not to exceed $100.
Move to approve Resolution 126 and 127.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Kim, are there any additional items?
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
We have a Healthy Wanted ad for the receptionist quick position in the commission office. So if you'd like to...
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
And we have received a letter from Judge Obermeyer regarding Cindy Lee with Task, who has submitted her letter of resignation.
Yep.
Second.
We wish her the best in her endeavors.
Yes, we do. I know there was a struggle for her to make that decision, and I know the judge is going to miss her. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
In your packet of information, you have a couple of things there. There's an invitation for was sent to me, and I didn't see anything, and that's why. So you guys can consider that.
Yeah,
I have a little ready.
Well, somebody needs to be there, so, well, it's not till 11, till the 11th.
They sent it out yesterday, and they need an RSVP by
Friday.
And this is a phone or a?
No, this is an actual meeting, and this is with the lawyers, so it'll be a private meeting.
Where's it at?
Are we a party to this?
Let me see where it's at.
I don't think we're a party to this.
We did not sign on to be a part of it this time.
Okay, that's fine.
So we're good?
Like I said, this is, I just want to make sure you guys are aware of it.
Is it something we should still go to, or maybe we're not, maybe we can't, we didn't sign?
Since we're not part of it, we probably shouldn't just go there.
And I put out the email for Derek Foster.
Yeah.
They did email that to you also, so I wanted to make sure you know that. I did talk, I emailed the sheriff about whether he could wait on Monday's vehicle, and he doesn't know why he would need to wait. The company is purchasing the vehicle beforehand and stop right now. He doesn't buy it now, he'd have to wait. And he doesn't know when he'll get it, so unless there's a possible money line for us, he would prefer to get him there.
It's one of me. Money's in the budget.
I said he will as soon as I move it back.
Right, well, that's what that money was for.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
And you also had me check with the landfill and the sheriff on the security system updates. The landfill has no problem. The sheriff said that he couldn't find that money in his budget, not at the first of the year. Advance, he might have been able to budget it, but right now he's not comfortable with pulling money out for this when he doesn't know how the rest of the year is going to go and what he'll run into. So,
how much is his portion?
6,100.
His portion would have been $6,181.73.
I guess I thought about that. Technically, we have three officers that are being hit with a bill that they didn't see coming. Can we just use contingency for all three? Or maybe use the, if the landfill can, but I mean, nobody budgeted for it.
Yeah.
So, and that's what contingencies are for.
Well, right, but the landfill's its own.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The landfill could take care of it, but the other two.
They don't have a problem. And they're
very large.
Yeah. Right.
I don't see why we'd make somebody try to. Technically, we didn't have it budgeted either, but we have access to it.
Yeah.
They don't have it budgeted. They don't have access to it. Let's just go ahead and take care of it, is what I'm thinking, since it was unforeseen.
That's what the contingency fund is for.
Well, not much for us because landfill will be picking up.
They're 1,500.
So
yeah.
We're looking at
8, 9.
In 4 or 5 years, we might as well plan for it again.
Probably.
Go back to budgeting. They need to figure this in. Have this stuff the unforeseen because these are going to.
So we could budget accordingly.
Yep.
We've had this stuff, and we know there's always going to be expenses, so there should be money put in there every year for this type of stuff.
You're talking into the security.
In each budget.
In,
Yeah, but our theory's always been if you put it in the budget, it's going to get used. So do you want to stay in control of it, like, you know, and have contingencies, or do you want to budget for it, and then it ends up buying other things? Yeah.
For falsification, a misdemeanor of the first degree, punishable by a sentence of 6 months in jail or a fine up to $1,000. Knowingly making false statements under oath or affirmation in an official proceeding when the statement is material may also subject the maker of the statement to criminal prosecution for the offense of perjury, a felony of the third degree, punishable up by a sentence of up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $10,000. So this meeting is being recorded. If you do have a statement, we do ask that you come up to the podium and state your name. And so right now we will read the case. Case number 1481, Stephen A. Pope, agent for Billy T. and Cheryl Thacker, submitted application to have approximately 36.49 acres exclusive of road right-of-way, if any, reclassified from special use provision to special use provision. The area of land sought to be reclassified contains approximately 1,738.1 feet of frontage located along the south side of Lexington Road, approximately 268.7 feet east of Weissong Road, Twin Township, Preble County, Ohio. The proposal is to separate the farm into four new parcels of land, three being utilized for possible residential use, the fourth to be attached and made part of an abutting farm. So, Mr. Pope.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm here this morning on behalf of Billy and Cheryl Thacker, the property owner. Madam Chairman, we started this process back in May. I met with the Thacker family. Their daughter and son-in-law are desiring to build a new home on this piece of family farm that Mr. Thacker has farmed and maintained and owned for over 30 years. To give you some idea as to where this is at, it's this odd-shaped piece right here, bounded on the north by Lexington Road, and on the south by this is the meanderings of Vanis Creek. Historically, this area here to the west, which is currently owned by Richard and Lori Reich, was a part of this farm. But just to give you some idea of what it looked like at one time, and this area was split off as a homestead split back in the 90s, no, 2008, something like that. This was split off. So which left the parcel that the Thackers have retained is 37.687 acres. Back in May, when I first met with the Thackers, they were thinking about building a new home down in this area. There's an existing driveway that runs down along the west property line that services this little parcel here, owned by Mark and Rochelle Wansley. It's 8.5 acres, and that tract was created back in the 1800s. The Wansleys do not own this strip of land. There's an easement that's centered on this property line. Part of it is on the Thacker property, and part of it is on the Todd and Sharon McKee property, and the Wansleys have an access easement out to Lexington Road. When I first met with them, they wanted to utilize that driveway and build their new house back here, back off the road. And they wanted to utilize that driveway. And there was, I had some reservations about that, but we went ahead and prepared a zoning map at that time and showed the house at this location, and the rest of this was just going to remain as it is with their current land use. When we went through the, started the process, we met with the first meeting with the Planning Commission and also with the Zoning Board, and we ran into a lot of discussion, particularly with Mr. Wansley and Mr. McKee, about the use of that lane. I had no objection to what they were saying. What they were saying is absolutely correct. That easement for that is only for the Wansley property. Even though Mr. Thacker and Mr. McKee own the land the easement rests upon, Mr. Wansley has the right to use that strip of land. And it would, in my opinion, overburden that driveway. And when we got to the Zoning Board, it was suggested by several board members that we take another look at reconfiguring the proposal that we were throwing out there to try to accommodate the concerns that Mr. McKee had and the concerns that Mr. Wansley had. So we asked the case to be tabled, and it was sent back to the Planning Commission. Several months went by, and meeting with the Thacker family, we decided to relocate their new house in this location on a parcel of land that I have illustrated on my drawing as tract number two. That tract number two would be approximately 9.9 acres, or this has not been surveyed, it's just an approximate number, but approximately 9 acres of land that they would like to carve out of the center of this tract of land for their new home. They've already constructed a barn back here, and they've got a new driveway out to Lexington Road. They've already met the approvals of the county engineer for that driveway, which services their improvements back here. Now let me just stop for a second and say that there's no improvements on this existing tract. Right now there's just a barn that's on it, and Mr. and Mrs. Thacker's daughter and son-in-law would like to go ahead and start the construction of their new home, but they'd like to have it separated off on this new 9-acre tract. So we came up with this new proposal with this 9-acre tract in the center, another parcel here on the west side, which I have labeled as tract number one, which is 4.2 acres. Now what they would like to do with the 4.2 acre tract is that the Thackers have entered into a purchase agreement with the neighbor, Richard and Lori Wright, that they could purchase this parcel of land, approximately 4.2 acres, that we would re-describe and put back in with this homestead parcel. So their tract would grow now from 9.7 acres to approximately 13.934. This property line here would go away. They've also, the Wrights have gone ahead thinking that they can acquire that. They have purchased a new barn. They want to build a new barn on that land, fence it, and raise cattle. They want to extend their cattle operation. The Thackers have no problem with them doing that agricultural operation on that. In fact, they welcome it. They would like to see that happen. So with that parcel being proposed, the parcel with the new home being proposed, the Thackers also asked me, they said, well, we have a son who has also inquired about wanting to build out here on the family farm. So we included that 5-acre tract with this proposal to keep them from having to come back sometime in the future. Now, their son Jason has no immediate plans to build on that parcel that I have labeled as tract number 3, approximately 5 acres. And again, that's plus or minus, but he wants approximately 5 acres for the construction of a new home sometime in the future. So prior to that, Mr. Thacker plans to continue to cultivate the land. No land use change will occur in any short term, but their son Jason is desiring to build here after his sister and brother-in-law build here. He would like to move his family back to Preble County and put a new home here. Now the remaining parcel, tract number 4, works out to approximately 18.5 acres. The Thackers get an income from all the cultivation that they do out here. They have no plans to build here. But I will say, as you know, that if that tract is created with no improvements, a new home could be constructed on that parcel. But no plans are proposed on this now and is not a part of this application. But I need to mention that because the citizens need to know that in the future, a new home could be put on that 18-acre tract. So with the new property lines that we're proposing and trying to accommodate the neighbors' concerns with this lane and trying to move everything away from them is why we came back and proposed this new outline of these new parcels and the reasoning why we're doing it. What kind of threw a little bit of a mix into it is that the Wrights wanted this to extend their farming use, and their brother wanted the 5-acre tract. So it kind of grew from just 2 parcels to 4 from the very first time we met out there. And it was only because of the process and the complexities of the process that we thought now would be the best time to go ahead and just do it all at one time so the citizens, the neighbors in that area would see exactly what they are proposing. And the compromises that the Thackers and their children are making to try to maintain peace within the neighborhood. So those are the basic facts, as I understand them, Madam Chairman. The one thing that's not shown here is the floodplain. It is illustrated on my hard copy that you had before you. And we are cognizant of that floodplain there. Thank you, Brad. And you can see the extent of the shaded area for that. And I have spoken with the Thackers about any improvements should be made outside of that. And that is a part of our application, that we are aware of that, and that any improvements that they do propose will not be located within it. So those are the facts. I know the Thackers will have a few comments that they would like to make. If you or the board would have any questions, Madam Chairman, I'd be happy to try to answer those.
Chris, no, just a question. Don, did you have anything? Okay, so at this time, if there is anyone that would like to speak for this application, you want to come up to the podium. You'd like to speak for it, just go up to the podium then and state your name.
Morning, folks. My name is Ben Day. I live out on the Wind Road, right across the river. We're real wants to build a house over here with parents, son and all, and a daughter. I strongly believe in the American way, and I don't understand why there's any controversy over building a house in there. It blows my mind because I got a house on my farm, 100 acres, right across the creek from them. My son moved in the house that I rebuilt. Then I've had to go to it back there. But I think Bill and Cheryl here, though, are really nice people. I know Todd back there, too. I have no problem with being friends with all of them. That's what America's all about. So there's a big discrepancy over building a house there. Let's bury the hatchet and get on with life. Life is too short for us all to be battling over something like this. And, I'll leave it at that, folks, but I think it'll be a nice contribution to our whole county. Well, County's my home, and I hope it will be the rest of my life. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else like to speak on behalf of this application?
Morning, planning committee members. My name is Robert Powell. I am Bill Thacker. things, I wanted to try to address any concerns that have either been a part of the prior planning meetings and or the zoning board meetings. First of all, my wife and I's intent when this was originated was, is my in-laws are getting older. They're 73 years old.
Don't tell them that.
I know. and we all hate to hear it, but so my wife's intent is to support and take care of her, parents as they get older and have more difficulty maintaining this property, farming, etc. At the same time, she has brothers and sisters. So my father-in-law's intent is to be equal to all of his kids. So this is kind of where the division of the property and so forth has kind of filtered up, like Mr. Steve Pope had mentioned, and it's grown over the, since May. So our intent, especially with my wife, is to be closer to her parents. Currently, my wife and I live in Lewisburg, Ohio. We're part of Harrison Township, where we're registered. We would like to move back to Twin Township. Prior to that, our kids went to school at Twin Valley South, and our goal is to move closer so that we can take care of our in-laws and our parents. At the same time, contribute to West Alexandria and Eaton economy. We like Twin Township. A little further drive work for me, but I'll get over it. I'll retire one day. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the reasons. Some of the other things, I like to consider myself a good neighbor. I think my wife and I and our impartial neighbors, obviously you've seen Mr. Day's a good neighbor. I think there's a good group of people there. We've talked, we've communicated with Mr. Wamsley, we've talked to him several times. So I think as a community, everyone in the circumference of this 17 acres are good neighbors, which helps drive my wife and I too to want to build in that area. The next item that I think probably ought to address, I just want to give a little clarity to, there was a mention about that far out there's no septic system, no city septic system, so everybody uses, or no drainage system, so everyone has a septic system. My wife and I got with Matt Deaton, Soil Services, actually four times now. I got with Mr. Deaton on January the 30th, and he wanted me to communicate in regards to my wife and I intend to have him do the design for a septic system. He wanted me to mention to you guys that it would be a three-bedroom design with a 1,500-gallon septic tank with an aerator, and which would feed a 450-linear-foot leach line. It's over 200 feet from the creek that Mr. Pope mentioned, the creek waterways there, which the Ohio Department of Health requires a minimum of 50 feet. So it's over four times far away from the creek. He also mentioned that with that aerator, he was able to reduce the amount of linear feet for the leach field, but the water coming out of that septic system into the leach field is going to be cleaner and purer than what's in the creek, and quote-unquote, you can damn near drink it if you needed to. So there's, he wanted to squash the concern for any kind of aquifer contamination, and so we are having him do the septic system design. That will be done 2 months prior to any building of the property, and I've already got the Ohio Department of Health any permit for building a septic system, and he's also completed soil analysis. Let's see here, I believe that's it. I think any other concerns, if you guys have any questions, I can try to address myself. Otherwise, that's all I have to mention.
Where's the current barn sitting?
Okay, so why did you ask that? So actually, if Mr. Kramer, you have a clip on contours right there? I think that'll show you contour lines. So what you'll see here is this tree out cropping right there, that's about a 10 to 12 foot drop. Once contour lines, will show you the topography. And so, like Mr. Pope mentioned, originally we were talking about building in this area. So this area right here is suitable for a septic system for Mr. Deaton. So then, phase two, when we went, talked about moving over here, what we ended up doing is we're talking about building in that area, and the septic system would be up here on this level area where he grows crops. Currently, the barn is right over about where my our oldest lady is built. So basically, our driveway comes down along here, and then these trees have been cleared, and the barn sits right on that crop field right there where my father-in-law has grown winter wheat and so forth over the years. So there you go. So this, the barn right sits right here on this flat spot. See how that's low right there? You'll see the contour lines. I believe those contour lines are a 2 foot drop per line. So if you count the lines, it'll show you. So 2, 4, 6, 8. So you got an 8 to 10 foot drop right here. But currently, we would like to build a home right here. The septic system would be out front here on this level area, 200 feet from this creek. And then the barn currently sits right here. And our intention was to stay off the 100-year floodplain, which you'll see there in the pink. It's also a very pretty area, so I was kind of biased. It's really pretty back there, and along the creek's pretty long there, too. So hopefully that answered your question.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on behalf of the application?
I'm Richard Reichle. I live right here at Sideville Battery. The 4 acres that we want is to extend to our cattle, so we can raise cattle on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few head of black finger cattle, and that's the only thing that, 4.8 acres, which is to add to our farm, just for cattle to use on. So,
thank you. Anyone else on behalf?
My understanding that 4 acres would be incorporated back into the original property.
Mm-hmm.
That's the intent.
Anyone else wish to speak on behalf of the application? All right, at this time, if anyone would like to speak against this application, you can come forward and state your name.
My name is Todd McKee. My wife and I are adjoining landowners, and we are opposed to Mr. and Mrs. Thacker's rezoning application as it pertains to Tract 2, 3, and 4. Being used for residential development. We are not opposed to Mr. and Mrs. Wright buying property from the Thackers, but incorporating it into this application is not the best way to accomplish that. That should be a standalone issue. This application is not compatible with Rural Zoning Resolution 201A2, which states to protect agricultural areas from harmful encroachment by incompatible uses. And it is not compatible with Zoning Resolution 801-01-A1, which states to protect land best suited for agricultural use and to preserve valuable agricultural land for agricultural uses. It is also not in accordance with the county land use plan for the following reasons. Page 25. The agricultural areas located beyond the designated urban transitional areas should generally be restricted to agriculture. Page 26. Agricultural areas are those that are characterized by prime agricultural soil uses. 5 and 7 soil types on a Thacker farm are classified as prime farm ground. And if you look at the soil map, the new building and driveway sits upon prime soils. Page 27. To recognize agricultural land as a beneficial use rather than as a temporary use, which merely holds the land until such time as development is proposed. Mr. and Mrs. Thacker have only owned this farm for 12 months, as noted on the last page of the application. That is temporary in terms of farmland ownership. Page 27. The county will discourage any development which conflicts with agricultural productivity. At the December 19th Planning Commission meeting, this is what Mr. Pope, on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Thacker, said. I quote, Tract number 2, Tract number 3, and Tract number 4 are situated in a way that the Thackers would like to convey those tracts to their children for future development for residential use. Jenny Powell, daughter of Bill and Cheryl, also stated she has six brothers and sisters. So that is a potential of seven tracts for residential use, being that tract 2, 3, and 4 could further be split into more tracts according to the zoning office. We need to keep in mind these statements. No plans at this time or no improvements are proposed, only apply to the day they are set. They do not apply to tomorrow or 6 months today, from now, only today. Page 37. Each land use change has effects which are often unanticipated and may produce undesirable results. This is the most overlooked factor concerning rezoning issues. Mr. and Mrs. Thacker's plan of future development for residential use has a chance of producing unanticipated effects on the natural resource in this part of the county. And on page 19, here's what the forward-thinking people who developed the county land use plan said. I quote, "You fully realize the benefits of the plan. It must be implemented. Its recommendations must be undertaken and carried forward. We hope your decision on this application is based on what is best for Preble County as a whole, to preserve and protect agricultural farmland." Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McKean. Anyone else wish to speak against this application? Okay, no one else? All right, so, let's see. You guys have any more questions?
How many additional lots can be split off of this?
Madam Chairman, Mr. Day, the tract, the 4 acres planning to go to Rice would not be counted as a subdivision of land. So what we're looking at is three tracts here, meaning that one additional tract could be split from the subject farm in the future.
And would there be any way to split that further?
The further splitting of any of these tracts would go through the major subdivision process, which would be like any developer who proposes to build streets, sewers, etc.
So basically what you're saying, that they could split one more tract out of this, so you could get four tracts out of this?
One more large rural lot would be it.
That's being based upon the track 1 going to the right property.
That's correct.
Any further questions?
No questions.
You have any?
I have no questions. It's right whenever we comment. Yeah. Any questions and comments?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I thought you was wanting questions for the audience.
No.
Just the comments I would like to make for the record. This is the least favorite part of my job because I have two neighbors in the room. But I can tell you that any decision that I make is never personal. It's based on the information that I have and, you know, the zoning and consistency and things like that. So I just wanted to state that for the record. And Mr. Day, we have no problems with no homes being built. We don't have problems with homes being built in the county. We want homes built in the county. They got to be in the right spot, and it's got to be for the right reason. One of the issues that I have with this case is, you know, we're adding multiple tracks, and I have always voted against that because there's future that's unknown. And, you know, with track number 2, I have no problem with track number 2. I think that's what America is all about. It's building homes, you know, and especially being close to your family. But planning for the future can get us in trouble, because if we have a couple hundred people in this county that want to plan for the future, we all of a sudden have 300 to 400 new homes popping up in farmland. And I think as a farmer and as you know, loving Preble County, and we all love Preble County the way it is, I think we need to protect our way of life. I don't want to drive down every road and have lined with houses. This is considered a subdivision to me in a way. I don't want to say subdivision, that's not a zoning term, but every case is different. Where I have the problem with this case is, again, multiple lots. Tract two, no problem at all. I live by my parents, and you should be able to live by yours. I think that's just my stance on it, on multiple cases. There's been three cases since I've been in office that I voted no on that were similar to this. There's two coming in the pipeline. So this is a common thing that we're starting to see, where people were wanting to build a house and put off multiple lots. That's the only issue I have with this. And I just want to be upfront and honest with that. And to me, again, it comes back to being consistent. So that's kind of where I'm at. So. I will say those three cases that have been before us in the last 5 years, we did vote no. Just for the record, there's seven.
Do you want to come to the podium? State your name.
I'm Cheryl Thacker, and I wish we would just look at the grant for now instead of talking about what we could do, because we have to go through all this crap again. We have paid land, we have owned it for a year, but we have paid on a land contract for 8 years. Bill's farmed it. Whatever tracts we have, Bill's going to farm all the ground. Kids got 9 acres, he's still going to farm about 6 or 7 of it because there are kids, and that's what they don't want to mow all that grass. There are 6 kids. There's only 2 of them that could possibly even build here. I have 2 in Butler County. Bill's got 1 up in Tip City, and then there's Billy, but there's only 2 that we build with Jenny and Jason. So it's not like we're going to go out and ask for more. When we put this together, you talk about good farm ground. First, we wanted to put it over here. Bill didn't want to use up his farm ground. That's why we wanted to use the right-of-way. So you see, it was going to put it in the corners, and it was going to save all that ground. Well, that got shut down because we would have to expand the driveway because we weren't allowed to use the other neighbor's half the driveway. So we have 15 feet. So we would have to spread it 25 feet. Well, to me, when I say farm ground, why would you require somebody to build 25 feet out further, all the way down that strip? That's a waste of good farm ground. And another thing, when we said, okay, we can't do it there, but we don't want to waste farm ground, because Bill and I love our farms. We have 3. We says, go down the middle of the ditch, you split the ditch, the kids. 2 kids are only interested in building. So you can build on one side of the ditch and the one on the other. And then Dean is thrilled to death to get that 4 acres. Because he's already bought his barn. So if he takes the 4 acres and Jenny and Jason build, the massive part of the farm ground is still there. And Bill just spent $4,000 putting a hayfield in there. He's surely not going to build. And we love our farm ground, but we'd like to see the kids enjoy our farm too.
Thank you, Mrs. Becker.
Well, I will say, I know Bill loves his farm because every time I see him, he's on a tractor. I think, I don't know how many thousands of hours you put on a tractor a year, but I know it's...
Educated.
person. We serve this community. I work in this community every single day, and I want to stay in it. But this is just, I don't understand whatever's going to make everybody happy, so I don't have to keep coming back to do this. You know, like I said, he's losing money, Dean's losing money, I'm losing money, that means the county's losing money. Flint Township's losing money. So when Mike and I come in, our taxes, that's going to go to that township. So, in my opinion, we're actually a benefit to Twin Township. Lewisburg will be losing. So, with that being said, again, if it's the amount of tracts, take off the 5-acre tract. Just do the 3. Let Dean add onto his farm, give us the 10 acres, and then Dad can farm the other 25. Okay?
Thank you. All right. Any further discussion?
I do not.
So, with her statement, is there, I mean, because it sounds like Rodney's problem with it is that extra acreage, mm-hmm. the extra 5-acre lot. How does that affect the process?
Well, years past.
Because I can say I've read all the minutes of this thing, and this thing has bounced all over the place. Back and forth, and I can imagine it's very frustrating.
Well, so, I've been doing this a long time, so I can only address my experience.
Right.
I've had cases in the past where it's gotten to this level, and the commissioners have made a change to the application, either mostly eliminating a parcel. And like in this particular case, a 5-acre tract that Mr. and Mrs. Packer's son is interested in. And they voted, and it was fine, and the map was altered, the original was altered and recorded, and it did not have to go back through. I would argue that if we were to make that suggestion, as Jimmy has suggested, I would argue that we shouldn't have to go back through, because we're just incorporating that 5 acres back into the other parcel to make it larger. Why would we have to go back through that process again and delay it 3 more months?
Okay, so you're saying if we were to eliminate plot number 3, the third,
just stick with one. Just go with 1 or 2.
It would just
right.
roll back into the 18.5.
That's correct.
And you could change it that way, and it would move forward from there. I agree with that. I don't really think
that would raise your comfort level. We talked about this last month.
Okay.
And we actually, when they told me to put the 5-acre tract on there, I thought the same thing that Mr. Creech said. But I understand the fact that they have a son, they want to try to accommodate his future wishes.
Right.
So, well, why don't we just do it all at once? Because this is a complicated process,
and
as you would attest to.
Right, and I understand that because there's the expense of going through this.
Yes. Also. Yes. So if it would raise your comfort level, I'm positive that the Thackers would agree to take that 5 acres off, incorporate it back into track number 4, make one large agricultural parcel. And I also want to mention that all the tracks that we're proposing are special use provision. They all maintain their agricultural characteristics. So Mike and Jenny want to run horses, cows, they can do that. We've already heard from the right. So it's not the land use. The only thing that's going to change is the addition of one house.
Well, possibly two.
Possibly two, but there's no plans by the factors.
I know, but we have to...
Right.
We sit up here, and when you go to these zoning meetings, and I'm not, I know you all, and you're fine, but you go to these zoning meetings, and everybody say, well, we might do this, and then you drive by there 6 months later, and it's totally different than what they told us. So we have to think ahead, and I'm personally fine with track 1 and 2.
Well, if it would raise your comfort level and move this on, I can speak for the factors that they would be in agreement with that alteration of the map.
I'm not trying to screw anybody's plans up.
Well, wait, so you're saying that you're fine with tracks 1 and 2. What about 3 and 4? Combining together.
Well, it's still, nothing's going to change on that. It's going to stay the same. All we're doing is making 2 tracks.
That's correct.
And the rest is going to be, the rest is not going to be zoned.
Okay. All right. So.
The only thing I'd like to say to that is we've had several cases like this before, and we've approved these based upon people wanting to pass stuff on to their children. If that's their intent, and we have to go with what the intent is today, I don't have a problem supporting this, because why do we need to make them go back through this again if that's their intent?
And
So you don't think this is similar to the Gasper Road and Jack Dean property and the two properties that are coming with multiple splits? Because you voted no on those. I'm just asking.
I had different issues with those.
Okay.
Those are smaller tracts, if I remember correctly. And those were not, I think there was a couple of them that were special use provision, but there was also some that were like restricted rural residential,
right,
that sort of thing. This will all be, you will not have to alter your official zoning map on this.
Well, and also with tract number 3, it is 5 acres, and thank you for doing all of that, talking about the sewer and all of that, because it's a mess out there. 5 acres is plenty of room for a sewer system, and so it will not contribute to anything, you know, with the mess that's already out there.
Well, to me, the sewer's not even a question. Again, it comes back to, this could happen on every road in every county, or in every township, it can.
Well,
if somebody's got 30 acres, they divide it up in 4 lots, and that is, again, that's just, maybe it's personal, maybe it's, you know, from a zoning standpoint, from a land use, that's how, I'm sorry. But if we have two commissioners that believe that it's okay, they're going to pop up all over the place. Or three commissioners, two or three commissioners.
And all that things. It's, at one time, I don't know how many farms this used to be, probably two. It probably started out as just one person owned all of it. And the way things happen, we populate our areas more, we want, you know, they get split and things happen. I mean, I'm more leaning toward Chris in that, why make go through the extra effort to come back and split the, well, that'd be 23 and a half acres somewhere down the line when your intention, and 5 acres seems to me to be a reasonable size lot. It's not a 1 acre lot. So
again, it's not about lot size, but I think we're ready to vote.
Okay.
I think we can beat it to death. It's just, to me, it's
right.
to me it's the principle, and again, it's nothing personal, I can promise you that.
All right, so
fine with the house, but
let's see, on 20 of last year, it looks like the Planning Commission approved it 9-0, and then on 7-2 of last year, the Zoning Commission tabled it and decided to move it back. Let's see, no, they tabled it, and then on 11-5, they removed it from the table and sent it back to the Planning Commission. And then on 12-19, the Planning Commission approved it, again, 7-0, with 2 people abstaining. And then on 1-7 of this year, the motion was to approve, but it was denied 3-1. So that's the history of that, and at this time, I will accept a motion.
Madam Chairman, I move that case 1481 be approved based on
801 and 11-301.
Second. Is there any further discussion? Caitlin, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
No.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. So, if you would give
this
them the board of
life. This case is approved. It will take effect in 30 days. And so, at that point, you can move on with the creation of the new deeds.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheryl, you know, I think there's an all-day wait for legal permits, right? So, it won't be one day if anything changes.
So, I mean, I...
Well, we probably need to be on.
I feel like we're 3 days a week.
Guess we'll get started when we get started. That makes sense. Oh, I appreciate it, man. Because I love that. Well, my theory is I'm always going to do what I think's right.
I don't blame you. I would too.
And I hate it, you know.
Just between you and I, I would be a lot completely.
You would? Okay. Okay. I just don't like seeing this happen, you know. We've done a good job over the years.
You have.
I could put it 40,000. Hey, not to interrupt, but we got 11. Hey, Denise. Hey, Denise. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just...
Sorry. Folks. Brad.
Hey, Brad. Can you move everybody out?
Move everybody out to the hallway.
Sorry, we got a meeting. We got to finish
it. Yeah, we have a out-of-the-county meeting. Completely forgot.
I don't know how long it takes to get there, but...
Well, only 40 minutes.
If it can wait, I'd say we need to go.
Okay. All right.
Second.
Can we call
Commissioner
Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Treat?
Yes.